our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program for Sunday. What an awesome parade we have.
Great weather. And I'll take credit for dialing that up this year. Sally came up with the idea of us just walking and pulling a wagon and passing out candy. And we just thought that was a wonderful way to be involved in this Christmas season.
And the open burning ban, before we get to the business of what's going to be happening at our town board meeting on the 16th, the open ban has been lifted.
Initially, I thought it was for the entire state, but actually they lifted it for Jackson County, Macon County, and then headed toward the Tennessee border. Those counties did receive enough rain in the past week to where they were able to lift that ban. I hope that we get more rain so we don't have to deal with this on and off in the coming months.
We have something that is in dire need of some money, and a budget amendment will be covered probably, obviously, on this Thursday meeting.
Well, we have an issue with one of our main pumps in our sewer system. It's a 20-something-year-old pump. And it went out of service. We were able to continue, of course, operations by bringing in a temporary pump that's working fine, and we've been using that. In the meantime, we need to go ahead and allocate that money to replace that pump without delay. And I was talking to our town manager before I came into the radio station today, and he was saying, you know, either we be proactive and allocate that money and start right now, and hopefully we can pull all the necessary parts and pieces of equipment together to do the replacement in the coming months. What has plagued us, like so many organizations, is we put in an order for a piece of equipment only to be told, well, we don't have any, we're making it, or it's coming from China or whatever. It'll get here in the several months. So we're really trying to move forward, address this issue without delays. It's that supply chain problem that is so aggravating to all of us.
Thursday. All right. We've got old business and new business, and we're installing a mayor and some board members. So
that's right. At our town board meeting, the December meeting in an election year is a special time because there is a transition that's made in the middle of the meeting. We will, first of all, address old business. For example, the annexation proposal for the Ellis property. That hearing will be held. It's been delayed, but I think it's ready to go now, and we will hear that. Under old business, Kay McCann of the Chamber, who had proposed and requested access to the park for a winter snow festival, will be coming back to the board to give some of the specific details of that event that will be happening this coming winter. And then after that, we will take up new business, and the first thing will be the swearing in of the newly elected officials. I'll be sworn in. Amy Patterson will be sworn in for another term, and Eric Pearson will be our new incoming board member, and he'll be sworn in. And after that, we will move forward with new business. Our primary business will be, of course, that budget amendment on the pump station that we talked about previously. We'll hear from Martin and Starnes Accounting Association, their review of the town finances and the audit for this past year. They always make a report about what they found in the audit. So, of course, as we go into January and February, we'll start planning for a new budget and the cycle will resume.
We had a couple of phone calls after we announced that the Planning Board is having a special meeting on Monday at 5:30. That'll be at the rec park across from the pool. And they're saying, this is the final one. Is this the final thing? And obviously I said, no, this is just the beginning.
That is correct, Steve. And, you know, I've tried to communicate the same message to folks. And, you know, we had that joint meeting recently of the Planning Board and the Town Board where we were presented with kind of a draft conceptual model for addressing the short-term rental issue. It's now under the review of the Planning Board, and this will be their first meeting to begin that process. Not the final one, but just the very first, where I think they will have to kind of outline how they want to proceed, the strategies they will use in developing a response, and then they will make a recommendation after several meetings. They're going to have several meetings after Christmas, and they will then come up with a response and a recommendation to the town board. And then the town board will take that recommendation and continue the review process before there's any final decision. One of the things I want to point out, I will not be at the Planning Board meeting. My feeling as an elected official is that the planning board needs the latitude and the autonomy to review an issue without me sitting there looking over their shoulder. I want them to be able to freely sit down and look at this short-term rental issue and then make their recommendation, and then the board of commissioners will review the recommendation and make a final decision. I appreciate what Brad Armstrong, the head of the planning board, and Darren Watley and all the members. I might also add that I believe this meeting will be in a workshop format where they won't be taking public comment, but just simply working with our town attorney and among themselves trying to review and assess how they should proceed with this issue.
Okay, all this American Rescue Plan Fed money is coming our way, and we got a whole bunch, or what did we get? How much did we get?
Well, Steve, it's kind of frustrating. It's indexed to a number that we have, and that is the town population. And in the last census, and I still scratch my head, I look at some websites that say they're official, and they say we have 984 full-time residents in Highlands. That's our population. Another site will say it's 1,014. The problem is we operate like a mid-size or a large town with all of our water, sewer, police, fire, everything. But when the bureaucrats at the state and at the federal level decide how this money will be distributed, they just put us on the low end saying, well, that's just a little small town that doesn't have many operations going on. So they'll be happy to get $315,000 from the American Rescue Plan, as opposed to Macon County that got, I believe, over $11 million, or even town of Franklin that got, I think, $1.6 million. So much of that was driven by what services are offered. For example, in the county, they have social services, public health, a lot of things that towns do not do, and they have a larger population, 30-something thousand residents. So they were given a big check to address those critical needs. Town of Franklin is a lot larger than us, so they too got a seven-figure check. And then from the American Rescue Plan, we got $315,000, I believe, and we have directed that toward waterline improvement, fourth, and that's approved. From the recent state budget that also had those kind of funds in them, we were given $100,000. So we will, again, use that to put in a waterline on Poplar Street, which is needed. With that said, as I've said before, we have engaged some engineering consulting folks, and we have developed shovel-ready preliminary plans for a number of projects, like the replacement of the water clarifier tank at our water department, which was built in, I think, 1965. So those are all ready to go, and we're very optimistic, and we're tracking this, that after the new year, with the infrastructure bill that was passed and other things in the state budget, that we will qualify to get funding for some of these critical infrastructure projects.
Hot wire bills were supposed to go out, but they did not, and you did express that before we started recording. Yes. Maybe after Christmas?
Maybe at the beginning of January. There were some technical glitches with the system. That will be occurring then, as well as I believe they will be beginning to put in their office after the holidays too. But they have been here in town working on different projects. I know that they've been talking to some contractors about upgrading the server room, which is, you know, in the public parking lot, the old bathrooms, if you will. They'll be upgrading some of the things there, like a generator, to make sure that everything's always working. The funny thing, I was walking out from the office the other day, and I saw this couple pull up, and they got out and they looked real puzzled. And I said, you haven't been in Highlands for quite a long time, have you? And they said, that's right. You think those are bathrooms still? I said, no, that's for our new fiber optic network.
A lot of changes.
Yeah.
Talk about the COVID testing. It's been extended now.
It has been, along with the booster shot program. For example, on Thursdays at the recreation department, you're able to get a booster if you haven't gotten it already. We have the COVID testing on Wednesday at the community center next to the ball field that's being provided by a state grant through Optimum, and Tom Neal has been leading the way on that. I actually took advantage of the COVID testing this past week.
You had to.
I had to. It wasn't because I felt like I'd had COVID or anything, but I'm running in a USA track and field event in Tallahassee, Florida this weekend, as this show will be now. I will have just finished it. And I was required to show that I haven't had COVID in the past week. So I went into the testing center. I was really surprised. It was easy, very efficient, and within an hour I had my results and passed that on to the officials of the race. So I encourage anyone, take advantage of these services. If you need a booster, take advantage of that. And also, if you need a COVID test, please, by all means, take advantage of that service.
You're representing the Atlantic Track Club?
I am on the 70 to 75-year-old team. I made the team. I'm very excited about doing my first national cross-country race.
I would love to catch a fish. And I remember we stocked our wonderful Harris Lake. But is that going to happen again?
A number of people were calling me wanting to know if the North Carolina Wildlife Resource Services would continue. It's called the trout stocking of local ponds. They did that last year throughout Western Carolina, and fortunately they used Harris Lake, where they put about 1,000 fish from their hatchery in the lake with the provision that once they're caught, they should be eaten. It was a good time. I saw a lot of grandparents with grandkids and people enjoying catching fish during the winter. I was really looking forward to the resumption of that program after Christmas. So I called the Wildlife Services folks, and they informed me that they're not going to be doing it this year because Tropical Storm Fred came up and hit their hatchery, and they lost a lot of fish that were in their hatchery. They just don't have the surplus of fish right now to do that stocking program. The word is that if they can rebound from the loss of those fish, that in 2022, they will consider resuming that program.
One more time. Now, today, of course, Sunday, we're playing this back early in the morning and then on WHLC.com. This planning board meeting on Monday, December 13th at 5:30 p.m. is just a workshop.
It's open to the public, and it will be at the Recreation Center, where the covered pool is located. That will be their first effort to start reviewing the proposal that the attorneys made concerning short-term rentals.